Blog Talk Radio.
Emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Newspapers, and we see that we're killing each other, and not only killing teenagers and adults. We're killing young babies, man. Like, not we, but our people. Because we all are one, and we all come from the same essence, so we all are part of each other somehow, some form. But at the same time, it's sad because people out here screaming Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Black lives do matter, you know. But the first thing with Black Lives Matter, for Black Lives Matter to be successful, is that us as a people, we need to realize that Black Lives Matter to us and stop being racist, or not racist, but prejudiced towards each other. Because that's what the real, the strongest form of racism is, us hating each other, hating our own people. And that's just like white people hate black people. It's just black-on-black racism or black-on-black prejudice. And that's basically what holds us back and holds us down from moving forward, is because we're hating each other. You know, we're busy screaming, oh, whitey hate us and all this, you know, but yet we hate each other. Because if we didn't hate each other and we had knowledge of self, we wouldn't be killing each other out here like animals. And the sad thing is about it, and when you're killing people, you're not only hurting the person that's dying, you're also hurting their family and their friends and people that's around. You hurt your family, your friends, and you're just destroying growth. And what you're doing, and what people don't see, because the veil is over their eyes with all this deception, all these smoke screens, is that you're doing a job for the Ku Klux Klan. So when you're yelling Black Lives Matter when a police officer kills a young black man or woman, they don't hear you, because we're killing each other. We can't even hear each other crying to stop killing each other for these superficial material objects and cars, and because you look better than me, or you got more girls than me, or you got a better house than me, or you got more sneakers than me, or you jealous and you envious and you want to kill somebody, all right? That's where the root of the problem. The root of the problem is that we have to stop being prejudiced towards each other. And when we're not prejudiced towards each other and realize that we're all the same, that at some point in this creation, we all come from the same one, which is the Creator, all right? And we're out here doing all this devious and devilish things to kill each other, to hurt families, and you really don't understand the severity of what you're doing and what you're destroying, okay, as well as destroying yourself. You're destroying somebody's family. You're destroying people. And the sad part about it is that they have people so conditioned in mind control right now that they don't even realize reality. Like, these young kids shooting people are thinking they're playing a fucking video game. And it's sad to say, and excuse my language, but they're thinking they're playing a game. They don't realize how real it is. They lock the fuck up for like 3 weeks, and they realize they're not going home, and they realize mommy can't come get you. Then they realize how real it is. But the deception is, with that is, why do they need to come in our communities and kill us? They could create these video games. They could create television shows glorifying the images that are really not the true images. We glorifying feminine men instead of masculine men. You're glorifying women in certain forms, you know, and not positive forms. Like, you got dudes trying to be women. You got women trying to be men. And then the puppet master is the system, the white supremacist government. And for people to say that there's not a white supremacist government, then they're fucking lying to themselves. All right? The white supremacist government, yes, do pull strings. You do have opportunity out here, but you have to go out and work hard for that opportunity. And as a black man, you have to work 10 times hard for that opportunity. All right? Because there is white privilege. But we don't even get that chance because they're destroying us from kids. If your mother's watching BET and watching Girls Twerk on BET and you, her baby boy sitting next to 2 years old, and for the next 3 years your mother just watching BET and watching Girls Twerk and going to the club and twerking in the house, smoking weed, drinking liquor that's in front of you, what the fuck do you think the baby's going to pick up? He's absorbing everything you do like a sponge. So when he sees you, he wants to emulate and get a girl just like his mother. So when he gets 13, 14 years old, what does he do? He go out and get a hood rat that's just like his mother. But at the same time, he has to please the hood rat. So he has to get money in a McDonald's job and all that's not going to work for him. So he got to hustle. So when he hustles, he puts himself in that predicament, in that environment where he can get assassinated. Because, see, that's what it is. It's assassination. People are getting assassinated. But yet it's orchestrated by the puppet master. if your mother sat home and watched shows, National Geographic, just hypothetically, shows that could help produce positive things, then the child would want to do positive things. If your mother spoke, if a mother speaks to her son of being a lawyer and try to show him all the things that consistently come part of being a, come with being a lawyer or a doctor, then that kid's going to strive for that. But the mothers and fathers are not making their kids strive for the level of success. So what do? They see the rappers on the video, these faggot-ass rappers in the videos with their guns. They want to be like these dudes on TV, so they want to carry your gun. All right, and so they can't fight, so soon somebody slaps shove when they want to go get their gun and shoot you. But that's all they know. All right, like the Creator says, if you don't know, you can't be faulted. But once you know, then you are at fault. All right, these kids don't know. And then the role models that they have are not real men. Meaning they have physical flesh and they look like a man, but they're not doing men manly things. All right, you don't dress feminine, all right, because the government wants us to be look what less inferior and be less of a threat. No, keep your head up and stand proud, B. We need men that stand proud right now that's real willing to dress like men, act like men, and to teach our men, our young men, how to be men. And once we go into the crevices of this and be real about it, not just talk about it, have these fake-ass fundraisers that don't generate no money for the communities, okay, we go in our communities and start these programs, and we help these kids become, look, strive to be successful. We know we're limited in this world, in this government, because of the white supremacist government of what we can attain. Yeah, we can attain wealth, but at the same time we attain wealth, it's things that come with attaining that wealth. So we need to get our kids, our youth, and mentor them and get them to understand that wealth is what matters. You can be rich, fuck rich. What the fuck is rich? Rich is having $1 million and blowing it. Wealthy means that you get money and you invest your money in the right things, and it keeps you out of that environment. Okay? Instead of sending your kid outside to go play basketball or go just hang outside and do nothing, why don't you teach your son how to be a chess player? Why don't you teach your son how to program video games? Why don't you teach your son how to do things that's going to generate some type of capital so you don't have to go out there and want to rob and kill somebody? Why don't these fathers and these motherfuckers that are having babies out here, these fake-ass niggas that are having babies, be fathers to their child, all right, instead of chasing pussy? Excuse my French. If you have a child, you need to be a father to your child. All right, these men out here not being fathers to their child. It's a lot of men that I respect. I have a bunch of friends that's great fathers. All right, but there's a bunch of bitch-ass cowards out here. And excuse my French because I call it how I see it. Whoever don't like it, too bad. But it is what it is, okay? Dudes just having babies. Having babies and sin and having babies and leaving your sons and daughters to be in the world with just their moms to try to survive. Where the fuck you at? All right? Where all your fathers that, where the fuck the fathers that mothers really need the child support? All right, not the mothers just trying to get bread from the dudes and get the mothers that really need that child support. Child support, fuck money. Child support is being there for your son, being there for your daughter. All right, if your son is growing up, your son's like a flower. Okay, you need to nurture and cultivate your flower. You need to make sure you trim the edges. You need to make sure you do everything to help make sure that flower grows and be fruitful and helpful. All right, and get the best out of life. You don't just fucking plant the flower, let the flower grow, all ridiculous leaves hanging off the shit. That's reality. But that all starts from your beliefs and what our beliefs are. They had us fucked up from slavery. Sorry to say, had us fucked up. All right, people believing in false bullshit that's not helping us but only keeping us held down. Okay, until people wake up to the realities of life and you teach your son the realities of who they are. Forget all this other bullshit, mythological shit. Like I tell my family and friends, okay, fuck all that mythological shit that ain't helping us. Teach your son and your kids reality. From my nephew to my family to everybody, teach them reality. Teach what it is, who we really are, who black people are, the history that you know. Teach them that so they can strive to be that level, to be kings and queens of where we came from. The only way it's going to change is if we change it from the root. So, yeah, raise your daughter to think she's a queen, not to be stuck up and think that the world revolves around, but make sure she has the highest respect and attains the highest level of respect. Just the same with your son. He's a king. He attains the highest level of respect that he can attain. Okay? And that's where we'll stop killing each other. Once we get the knowledge and realize that we're only killing off each other. In 20 years, the black man will be extinct if we keep doing what we're doing. Besides the police killing us and the drugs killing us, we're killing each other. So it's just fucked up us. And people going every day not even think about this shit. If the cops don't want to kill you, somebody that look like you want to kill you. All right? And so why should we have to fear people that look like me? Why should I have to fear my own brother, man? Why should a woman have to fear another woman because just because she looking good, she taking care of herself? It shouldn't be like that. White people don't hate each other. They like talk shit about each other. They don't go out and kill each other. They serial killers and all that other crazy shit. But white shit is trickling over into the black community. Okay, you got black meth kids on meth now. These little niggas are on meth, on all these drugs, mollies, and all this other shit. They ain't even living in reality, that fucking drug flocker, all type of shit. So niggas is killing people and not even realizing that shit. 2 days later, so they get over their heart that they done did some crazy shit. And that's how it's orchestrated, from the top. Just like the pharmaceuticals companies and you know, the healthcare system run America, it's the same way. They orchestrated just in a different form. They whip up all that shit for the pills, and they whip up all the bullshit for our communities, you know, to have us lost, chasing Nicki Minaj, looking like Amber Rose and all these chicks like they famous for what? What are you famous for, sucking dick? Since when excuse my French, but being a hoe is a career, as far as a career where you could be happy about yourself. Like, come on, it's been the longest running fucking business, but at the same time, how is it a career? How are you famous for being for opening your legs? All right, and that shows you the mentality of people right now. They don't, to them, whoever's on TV is famous, or somebody, whoever people are talking about, whoever the people up top want to make famous and put out there and flood the airways with, they flood it with, all right, to program your mind, all right. Half the rappers these days sound retarded, but yes, people still say they're nice and they go to the club and dance to the beat. But these niggas sound like they retarded. Like, how you fucking got dyslexic rappers? Niggas sound like they drunk or some shit and all type of other shit. Like, how's that music? All Nicki Minaj sell is sex. All Beyonce used to sing. Now all she sell is sex. I mean, what is it? Think about it. What is it that's destroying our community? Well, our women are saying, oh, I love Beyonce. She's the greatest. She's programming that shit in her son or her daughter. So now her son, if he ain't got a father, wanna fucking be like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Do you follow me now? Rihanna. Now your son want to be like, he ain't it ain't no masculine niggas is rapping now. So he ain't in trying to be like, look like a rapper. He trying to look like a chick because he living with his mother and his two sisters and his father's nowhere to be seen. So think about it. You know what I mean? So when I speak of this black on black crime, I you know, like, it hurt because for me, it had, you know, this year alone, it's been like a lot of my family and friends, you know, passed away through black on black crime. All right. Number one, my stepson, you know what I'm saying, in March, you know, he got murdered by somebody he knew. So at that point, that hurts more because you think about how grimy the game is and how much you tried. And you feel like you really failed yourself because you tried. You know, you really failed, you know, him and the family because you tried to give that information. You know, then I lost two of my best friends. You know, I lost my man, Sharif, A.C. Clayton, this year. You know what I mean? He got killed. I lost my man Quasi 2 years ago from black on black crime. He got killed. So, you know, it's real talk. This is something that's serious because, you know, like my man A.C. Clayton, he was basically out here trying to help the youth and turn his life around and do things to empower our youth to strive for, you know, for success. You know what I'm saying? Like a king's supposed to, you know, like we was warriors in the field, be like, you know what I'm saying? For real. It's not a game. But my message came through the Almighty that told me to change my life and do something positive and stop running around for the devil. The same way my man changed his life, the same way a bunch of my friends changed their life. My man Pete, a bunch of us changed our life because we seen that. See, the devil gives you all that shit. All that glorifies all everything. Oh, the money, the chicks, the cars, and he brings it to you full blast. And when you're young, your mind is still young, so you're trying to attain all that. You know what I'm saying? But once you get to a point in your life where you can make decisions for yourself and you've been through trials and tribulations, you realize that shit is all a smokescreen. Because when the smoke clear, either you fucked up, dead, or in jail. When the smoke clear. So the best thing to do is not to put yourself in that smoke. And realize it's only a trap to keep us down, to keep black people down, to keep us like crabs in a basket. Because all white America do is look at us like we fucking fools with the shit and cornery and buffoonery we do on TV and running around to my Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, but 35 dudes is getting killed in a weekend span in Chicago. Be for real. So where the fuck is the picketers out there in Chicago right now to my Black Lives Matter? Then we talk about Black Lives Matter movement. I see Black Lives Matter ain't about a race thing, a race war, it's about reality, people. Any community where people are getting killed a lot, you need to go out there. We all need to go out there and talk about Black Lives Matter. And then the next community, this is another black man killed, and we go out there, Black Lives Matter. A cop kill a black dude, Black Lives Matter. Another day after that, when they kill another black dude in Mississippi, we go to Mississippi, Black Lives Matter. Then we can talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. Because the thing about the Black Lives Matter, like I said at the beginning of the show, is that black-on-black crime is another form of prejudice and racism towards each other. Right? Hating each other. You understand, people? So when we talk Black Lives Matter, that's why everybody laughing at the Black Lives Movement. That's why people are saying, yeah, we're speaking the truth. Of course, since we've been getting killed by police for decades, all right? But what are we doing about the Black Lives Movement in our communities? All right? Don't just come off the mountain, faggot-ass shopping on other clowns when something happened. You dig what I'm saying? What's up with everyday action that people, young black men are getting killed every day in all the cities of America because the guns are coming from where? You know, the system, all right, being sold, then transported to the communities where they're distributed, and now little niggas 10 years old got 40 cows and shit. The niggas came to buy a book for school, but they got a 40 cow. Tell me some shit. Tell me what shit kind of shit is that. Let me know. All right, so at that point, then we could talk about what Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is people from every community forming some type of group where each community keeps in contact with each other, and we try to form some type of union, some type of union like the Black Panthers, where we go into these communities and we educate these youth. You understand what I'm telling you? And we educate the youth. That's the only way we're going to change. And if not, in 20 years, like I said, 25 years, the black man will be extinct. Our history is getting erased every day. All right, people? And it's time right now for people to change and realize that the only way we're going to change is if we form a real movement.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a little technical difficulty. They shut it down, but I'm back. They can't hold me back. Now, like I was saying, the only way we can have a real, true Black Lives Matter movement is to go into our communities and to fight. These dudes that's out here killing each other are misinformed youth. That could be a doctor, could be a lawyer, could be a fucking rocket scientist, an astrophysicist, but what's holding them down? The sex, drugs, and violence. Why? Why? Because the only thing that our government and other governments have is their fictitious God, gold, oil, and drugs. So guess what? The drugs have to be moved, so the drugs will be moved into what community? The black communities first. They're not really caring about the little, you know, sacrifices in the white communities where it's sprinkled out there. They don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? These people eat it. So when that drugs, right, creates capital and money and nice cars, and now and your own brother want to kill you instead of coming, you're like, yo, how could I? Or another brother coming and saying, yo, this is not the way. You know what I mean? See, when we grew up, we had people that informed us of this shit. Like, the OG dude come tell you, like, yo, this ain't the way for you to do it, dude. It's up to you to say, all right, man, I respect that. And move on. But what you have to do is create men. See, they're destroying the man. Only a man talk to a man. I'm not going to respect no feminine dude. Like, nah, it's just not my mechanics. But I have to listen to my mom and my girl. I ain't no feminine ass nigga telling me what I should do. You know what I'm saying? Bossing me around some shit. This just not going to work. So the world is not going to respect some feminine dude. Yeah, these dudes are doing a lot of successful things. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, do they have that respect as a man? No. God made you a man, B. There's no reason why you run around here like a bitch. Okay, so they destroy this in various different ways. In our community, they got the homo pictures up. A fucking transvestite at the bus stop, somehow you accept me as a baby, you accept me as a man. My dude, they're genetically modifying these people. Listen, people in this world, they're genetically modifying people to the food that you eat and what you drink, the water you drink, to the plastic bottles of certain sodas and waters where they got chemicals in it that make men more feminine. If you think I'm lying, Google it on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to stay wrong. I haven't stayed you wrong in 3 years. To understand what they're doing, they're genetically modifying people. They're making the women more masculine and the men more feminine. Watch it on TV, watch it in your movies, watch it all over. In the movies, they always got some fucking homosexual shit secret messages in there. Niggas doing some stupid shit that you don't even understand. Got our men on TV doing movies, looking mad, acting mad, feminine like little bitches. It is what it is, man. Ain't no sugarcoating it. So all that plays a part in us killing each other. All right? All that is a form of destruction. All right? So the first thing we need to do, people, is unite and destroy this system. All right? It's serious. It's so serious when young kids, 5 and 3 years old, are getting killed by stray bullets. And you know it's serious. All right? No respect for life. No sense of reality. And if your mother's bugged out just like you, when you go home, you ain't getting no discipline, then you just live in that false reality. You know what I mean? That's why they eliminated the father out of the household, because the father was the discipline. You come in the house acting like a bitch, your father gonna crack your ass. You come in doing some stupid shit, your father gonna crack that ass. Alright? And then if your mother has most likely if your mother and father married, they're not going to be both watching BET bouncing around trying to teach you a whole bunch of destruction. Maybe your girlfriend and boyfriend with a little baby, yeah, they might smoke, drink, or whatever, and watch BET all day. You don't know what they do. When I was a teenager, that's all I did. Smoke, I ain't drink, but that's it. That's what they put in our brains. That it's cool to smoke. It's cool to drink. It's cool to do all these fucking crazy drugs and shit that they're doing now. So if they say it's cool and it's accepted, then they'll do it. All the stuff that's flying now didn't fly back in the days. And back in the days, it was codes, the streets, just shit that niggas just didn't do if you was that type of dude. All right? It's serious. The minds of our youth, the minds of our, say generation from 30 down, a lot of their minds are just destroyed and destroyed since birth. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I say to you is just open your minds. Like, open your mind and seek truth, man, and just live to love the Creator and know that the Messiah is coming. Maybe not that greatest story ever told as dude with stringy hair and blue eyes, but the Messiah will come. All right, and it's real talk. All right, religion is prison, man. Release yourself from that prison, man. The slave master didn't want black people to read. To then black people could read the codes, King, you know what I'm saying, the King James. Understand it, people. It's real. They've been exterminated since the beginning of the time. The American Indians was black, too. The African slaves that did make it here. Come on, we had the greatest Holocaust. We're not respected because we have no knowledge of self. We have no consciousness right now. We're not even, you know, we spend most money in this system, but yet we get nothing back. Understand why? Because we need to educate ourselves and elevate ourselves past this little inferior level that we're on. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say again, once again, thank you for checking out the show. You know what it is, Third Eye Vision. We are the past, we are the present, we are the future. Go to www.thirdeyevision.com. You know, just support the show because it is what it is, you know, people. Holla.
I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I hug it out.
Just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this.